An unusual cafe in London has become the face of the debate over gentrification and income inequality. The cafe is called Cereal Killer. Think of it as an ice cream parlor for cereal. You have cereal on the menu and toppings, and then that's it. There are some like it in the U.S. But while these cafes would seem benign, last Sunday, angry protesters stormed the cafe in London, scrawling the word scum on its windows as frightened staff and customers watched from inside. The protesters staged the demonstration because at Cereal Killer, Apple Jacks, Trix, and over 100 other varieties sell for as much as $9 a bowl. And the protesters say that's a perfect symbol of a neighborhood that's no longer affordable for people who once lived there. The BBC's Emilia Papadopoulos joins us from London. And Emilia, first of all, this is a new idea to people. So, again, this cafe just serves cereal?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's definitely something new in London. But in that part of London, in East London, on Brick Lane, it's quite a trendy place. So you would call it hip or trendy. There's lots of alternative places to eat or drink. And this is just kind of the latest offering. It opened up in December. It's quite a novelty. People like going past it. It's very colourful. It's fun. Mm-hmm. It's very popular, of course, with tourists and with local people, too, and kids, of course, too.
Well, then, but it's also, as we had become a target. Of whom? Who was behind the attack?
Well, the attack was a group, it was sort of an anarchist group, and we know they're called Class War. Now, they are, they say this cafe is a symbol of inequality in this part of London, and it represents everything about London developing in all the wrong ways. That's what they say. So, I mean, East London, it's a place that's very up and coming. It's a place that if you go back 15, 20 years ago, probably wasn't that desirable. It was quite poor. It's in one of the poorest boroughs, Brick Lane. So it's between kind of Hackney and Tower Hamlets, which are historically two very, very poor areas. But the area has really developed over the last 10, 15 years. And it's now home to a lot of these startups and tech companies. And then, you know, you have Google moving in and lots of students. And then come all the hip bars and restaurants. So these people are saying that this cafe, it's an independent business, but they're saying it represents everything that's wrong with the area. They're saying they don't want these independent coffee shops and cereal cafes that sell a bowl of cereal for $7, $8 popping up when there's so many people living in the area that are struggling to pay their rent or to feed themselves.
A lot of people in the U.S. in different cities are familiar with this fight over turf. You know, people want to have businesses come to their area. It's better for the economy, but then soon they may be forced out if they can't afford the home that might even have been their childhood home. Is that what's happening there?
I think that's definitely, I mean, it depends which side you look at it from, because there is the argument here that, you know, is this gentrification or is it development? Does there come a point when we have to accept that our cities will develop and they, you know, the rundown bits will turn into Whole Foods and high-rise condos and, you know, that will all eventually spread everywhere. And I think in London, it's central London has become so expensive and inaccessible for many young people. So then young professionals move into what we call the second ring of London, which traditionally was perhaps a more urban area that now becomes more built up. And the people that have traditionally lived there can't afford to be there anymore. And you look at the prices of living somewhere like East London. I mean, it is unaffordable ever since this kind of regeneration, gentrification, development, whatever you want to call it, happened. It's just not an accessible place for many people to live. And if you look at the people that have been there for the last 30 years, they can't pay their rent. They can't afford to buy, you know, a $5 cappuccino.
Well, the mayor of London, Boris Johnson, defended the cafe. He tweeted that small businesses like Cereal Killer are the lifeblood of London's economy. But what kind of debate has this sparked? Has there been a backlash or people supporting it because they see it as it's not a huge chain? They see it as a one shop, or is it starting conversations about what's happening to neighborhoods?
Well, this has, first of all, been extremely good for the Cereal Cafe. As we mentioned before, it is an independent business. It's not a chain. But this has definitely started a conversation about gentrification. At BBC London, we did a whole programme on this very topic a couple of days ago. And the response we had on social media was absolutely incredible. But I would say about 90% of the response we had from our audience was completely in support of this cafe. They said people have to accept that cities do develop and move on. And this is an independent business. There are hundreds of, they might not just serve cereal, but, you know, brioche bars and special gin places and where you can get all sorts of specialist, hippie, new and alternative things. There's hundreds of these places in East London. So why was this one targeted? I'm not sure why it was this one specifically, but these protesters, the class war group, said that they don't want luxury flats and apartments that no one can afford, and they're fighting for genuinely affordable housing. They're against pop-up gin bars and brioche buns. Mm. We want a community. Soon this city will be unrecognisable, bland and a yuppie-infested wasteland. So that's their argument about the whole thing.
The BBC's Emilia Papadopoulos from London on the kerfuffle over a trendy cereal cafe in East London. Emilia, thank you.
Thank you.